when we take a look at new products and those kind of things and innovations coming into agriculture, do you see any trends, any areas where there's kind of a growth as far as new products coming to ag?
Yeah, so a lot of things that we're looking at that are new are really in that biological space. You know, we're looking at a lot of conventional type chemistries as well. But where the main growth and the main opportunities are right now are in that biological space.
Why do you think that's the case?
I think there's a few factors. I think there's, you know, in the conventional chemistries, I just don't see as many dollars being spent there. There's a lot of venture capital money going into that biological arena that is just, you know, softer chemistries, things that are maybe a little looked upon as more safe by the general consumer, especially in the food crops. And also just looking at the opportunity to manage pest management better, just breaking up those chemistries and allowing us to provide other products that can serve the same purpose.
I talked to a grower a couple of weeks ago, and I don't know how we got into this, but talking about biologicals, and they mentioned the sheer number of companies that had biologicals on display at Commodity Classic this last year. The numbers, they had them. It was pretty astronomical. How, in a case like that, how does grower kind of separate the wheat from the chaff? How do you figure out what works and doesn't work?
Well, I would suggest that you lean on your agronomic providers, because I know Wilbur Ellis and a lot of other companies are trying to vet those out as well. So we have a number of trials out in the marketplace now, either with contract researchers, our own research, or maybe on customers' farms, trying to separate all that out. And, you know, it's tough. Everybody's got a good story. But how do you differentiate those products that are going to work best for you locally on your farm?
So how intensive would you describe your testing of these products?
Well, in the biological space right now, we have hundreds of trials out right now across the entire U.S. With a number of treatments and looking at them different ways, whether they're soil applied and or foliar applied, trying to find what is the best application and where can we find the best ROI for a grower.
You talk about using that trusted local advisor, and that's really pretty important, that relationship that the grower has with their local agronomy rep. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think that's where companies like Wilbur Ellis and Ag Retailers show a lot of value to a grower, being able to help work through, you know, like you said, separate the grain from the chaff on a lot of these products, because we see a lot of companies coming to us with biological solutions. I can only imagine the growers are seeing the same thing. And instead of each individual grower trying to vet all of those out, companies like Wilbur Ellis and others are doing that for them.
Anything I'm missing I didn't ask we should talk about, Darren?
You know, the only thing I would maybe add is in that biological space, where the biggest opportunities seem to lie is in that nutrient management realm, whether it's nitrogen, releasing more phosphorus, solubilizing potassium, those kinds of products, and also in the fungicide market. That's really where we see the majority of the opportunities currently.